From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns commences a series of studies in Psalm 138, a psalm of David's testimony to the Lord's gracious provision. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy a brief devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher, Charles Haddon Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Micah chapter 2, verse 13. The breaker is come up before them. Inasmuch as Jesus has gone before us, things remain not as they would have been had he never passed that way. He has conquered every foe that obstructed the way. Cheer up now, thou faint-hearted warrior. Not only has Christ traveled the road, but he has slain thine enemies. Dost thou dread sin? He has nailed it to his cross. Dost thou fear death? He has been the death of death. Art thou afraid of hell? He has barred it against the advent of any of his children. They shall never see the gulf of perdition. Whatever foes may be before the Christian, they are all overcome. There are lions, but their teeth are broken. There are serpents, but their fangs are extracted. There are rivers, but they are bridged or fordable. There are flames, but we wear that matchless garment which renders us invulnerable to fire. The sword that has been forged against us is already blunted. The instruments of war which the enemy is preparing have already lost their point. God has taken away in the person of Christ all the power that anything can have to hurt us. Well then, the army may safely march on, and you may go joyously along your journey, for all your enemies are conquered beforehand. What shall you do but march on to take the prey? They are beaten, they are vanquished. All you have to do is divide the spoil. You shall, it is true, often engage in combat, but your fight shall be with a vanquished foe. His head is broken. He may attempt to injure you, but his strength shall not be sufficient for his malicious design. Your victory shall be easy, and your treasure shall be beyond all count. Proclaim aloud the Savior's fame, who bears the breaker's wondrous name, sweet name, and it becomes him well, who breaks down earth, sin, death, and hell.
I'm
In 2 Chronicles 7:14, the Lord said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." If ever there was a time when believers in the Lord Jesus Christ needed to pray, surely it is now. The moral condition of our land and the apparent powerlessness of our churches cry out for God's people to seek the Lord earnestly for revival. To encourage true Christians in this urgent need to pray, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer, free of charge, copies of a powerful message by Jonathan Edwards, one of the greatest Christian leaders and thinkers this country has ever produced. The title is typical of Edwards' time, "A Humble Attempt to Promote Explicit Agreement and Visible Union of God's People in Extraordinary Prayer for the Revival of Religion and Advancement of Christ's Kingdom on Earth." Don't let the title put you off. This is a message for this hour. In a 20-page booklet form, Edwards' sermon calls upon believers to unite in earnest prayer for God to come in reviving power upon His church. The great revivals of history have always come as the result of fervent prayer, sometimes on the part of just a few Christians who were burdened to seek God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in revival power. That power is still available for those who will seek it seriously. To obtain your free copy of this message, you may call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for the message, Edwards on Prayer, and we'll be happy to send you a free copy. Today, Dr. Cairns commences a series of messages based on Psalm 138. In the course of the next number of weeks, he will expound each verse of the psalm in individual messages. Today's text is the opening phrase of verse 1, "I will praise thee with my whole heart," which provides the basis for a message entitled 100% Christians. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, this wholehearted commitment to God is entirely contrary to a surface religion that looks genuine on the outside, but lacks a true love for the Lord and His Word. And now, to bring God's Word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
We turn to the Psalm 138, and we read it together. "I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me, and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands." Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of this passage of his holy word for his own name's sake. This morning we'll be looking at the very first line of the psalm, "I will praise thee with my whole heart." But first let's take a moment to seek the Lord's face in prayer. Our God and Father, we have already, in singing, lifted the prayer of our heart to thee. We would earnestly cry now that thou wilt answer that cry. And, O God, we would long for a heart truly aflame with love for Christ. We thank thee for thy word. Take us beyond a sermon today and give us a message. Speak to my heart, Lord Jesus. Speak now in tenderest tone. We pray that thou wilt come to every individual soul here today and, oh, open up thy word personally, powerfully, with life-changing effect. Hear our cry. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I think that every Christian has found that the book of Psalms is a particularly personal book. How often in the ups and downs of life, whatever our circumstances happen to be, we have turned to the book of Psalms and have found something intimate, something very individual, something immediately fitting our need. And of course, that's not our imagination, nor is it merely a matter of coincidence. This is the book of worship, written mostly out of the deep experiences of the psalmists, so that what they wrote was not bare theology, though the Psalms contain deep theology. But they didn't write bare theology. They were not writing cold theory. They were writing not only even under inspiration, But they were writing out of the depths of experience, so that what they wrote is bound to touch us at our point of need. Because there's really nothing new under the sun. The things that you experience and I experience, the needs that we come across, the situations in which we find ourselves, have been common to the people of God throughout the centuries. And so what the psalmists found, we also will find. That's why this book is so intimate and immediately answering to our need. This is especially true of the 138th Psalm. This is a psalm that you'll find in every verse speaks to where you are. It speaks to what you feel, to what you experience, to what you hope for. It will touch you. This particular psalm will touch you in every single verse. You'll find there's something suited to your need. David starts off the psalm with a word of the most intense devotion. And that's where I want us to start this morning. Don't get worried, I'm not going to go through the psalm. I may return to it in weeks to come, but I will not go through the psalm this morning. When I say we will start where he started, I mean we're going to look at this opening, intense expression of devotion. I will praise thee with the whole heart. As I read that, the very first thing that struck me was that David meant exactly what he said. This was no empty bombast. The psalmist was not here engaging in hypocritical drivel. When he said, I will praise thee with the whole heart, he meant that he praised God and he worshipped God with all his heart. And so should we. If there's one thing that the Lord detests, it is cold-heartedness or half-heartedness on the part of his people in their worship and in their service. Remember that this was the sin that ruined Israel and Judah. Concerning Israel, the prophet Hosea said in chapter 10, verse 2, their heart is divided. Though they spoke very promisingly, you would have to say, and if you and I were to have listened in, we would no doubt have been very impressed with the religious language that they used. Yet the prophet went on in the next chapter to say, Ephraim compasseth me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. Their heart was divided. The same was true of Judah. You may recollect the words of Jeremiah in chapter 3 and verse 10. The Lord's complaint against Judah. Judah hath not turned unto me with her whole heart, but feignedly, saith the Lord. And it was this sin of half or cold-heartedness that led to the idolatry and the apostasy that finally engulfed Israel and Judah and brought them down to ruin. The same sin, you may recollect, was the sin that ruined the great church in Ephesus. Of all the New Testament churches, you would have to say that the church in Ephesus, in its early stages, stood out as a colossally successful church. God blessed it and used it, and you could see the glory of God manifested in that heathen city that was known throughout the world for its worship of Diana. But the glory of God was manifested in his mighty saving grace in the lives of the Ephesian Christians. And yet, before the death of the last of the apostles, God had to say the words of Christ in Revelation 2, nevertheless, despite your orthodoxy, despite your stand for truth, despite all the good things that I have to say are to be found in your church, I have somewhat against you. You have left your first love. And the command was, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. The sad thing is, the candlestick was removed because they left their first love. This sin was even more blatantly the sin that ruined the Laodiceans. They were a rich church. They were a prosperous church. They were probably very numerous in the terms of modern American evangelicalism, in a day when we have been cursed with the materialistic thinking of a charismatic movement that has more denied the truth than promoted that truth. In a day when our thinking has been so skewed, this Laodicean church would have been held up as one of the great success stories of the age, with numbers of people, great riches, great progress, great prosperity. But the Lord said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. And so he did. History is replete with examples of the same tragedy. Long ago, Isaiah spoke for the Lord when the Lord said, this people draw near to me with their mouth, and with their lips do they honor me, but have removed their heart far from me. The Lord Jesus quoted that when he was speaking to the Jewish Orthodox group of his day. And he applied it to them, and then went on to tell them that their entire worship was in vain. They were ruined, drawing near with their lips, but not with their heart. Ezekiel said, they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. I want you to put that in a very simple, modern, and understandable context. They're in church. They know the language. They say all the right things. But their heart is consumed with the spirit and the materialism of the age in which they live. And though they know what to say, they do not love the Lord with all their heart. That's the sin that has cursed generation upon generation of professing Christians.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.